Welcome back to Indians Radio Week. We're being joined now by Indians catcher Roberto Perez. Roberto, we appreciate the time. Thank you so much for joining us. And, you know, just kind of want to get your thoughts on this clubhouse, this group. Obviously, a few new faces from last year. Seems like the personalities have meshed pretty well here first couple weeks of spring training. What's your general takeaway from the personalities in this room?
Oh, there's a lot of, great personalities. I think the addition of Cesar Hernandez, Domingo Santana, those guys feel fit very well in our clubhouse. I think everybody's excited to get it going. I think we're gonna have a different outlook, like, on our team. But I think I believe in the guys that we have, and we're just trying to get to know each other. But they seem really nice guys, and we're excited to get going.
Obviously, you're coming off a terrific season. What are some things that you did in the offseason to try and maintain that and continue that for the 2020 season?
And nothing really. I think, I stuck with the same routine that I've been doing for the last couple of years. For me, it was a matter of playing time. I got surgery in the offseason, to remove the bones first. I feel much better this year. I think I just need to be healthy, and I'm doing stuff that I couldn't do last year, especially hitting. Catching, I feel great. I trust myself a lot. I'm not trying to do too much, man. I always said it. I think I don't try to do too much. I stay with myself. I believe in what I'm doing, and that takes me to have a lot of success. So I'm just gonna continue to get better every day and grind. So hopefully I have a better year.
I want to talk about some of the pitchers in this room. I mean, there's certainly so much talent in that regard in here. And, you talk about some of the guys who are maybe a little bit newer to the scene that will hopefully get some chances to play some big league baseball this year. I want to talk about some of the younger guys, some of the flamethrowers coming out of that bullpen. What's it like from your perspective to catch for some of those guys? I'm thinking of Karinchak and Class A and guys like that, guys who are a little bit newer on the scene.
Yeah, I think they have great stuff, man. It's fun catching those guys, especially when they're so young. They get on the mound. They just, they just throw the ball instead of pitching. We have a group of guys that are young and a group of guys that are veterans here. I think that's gonna make an impact on them, having those veterans that have been through from what they're going through right now. They're showing a lot of emotions, but it's been fun, catching guys like Karinchak, Class A. We just acquired him. His stuff is unreal. But those are the guys that we need. I think we're counting on them. I think they're gonna be really good for us at the back end of the bullpen. It's a matter of, I think maturity. And who wants it more? And I think those guys right now, so far, they have been throwing really good bullpens, and I think they want it. So hopefully they continue to learn and get better, because we really need them. We need them in the back of the bullpen.
Now, that triple-digit cutter that Class A throws, it looks pretty scary on TV when you're watching from a different perspective. What's it like to catch that? Have you had a chance to catch one of those triple-digit cutters yet?
I caught him earlier in camp. It was, when he's this early in camp, guys are trying to, get their command, try to stay, under his legs, but it's different, man. As a catcher, his ball goes everywhere. Sometimes it cuts, sometimes it goes straight down. I don't think he has a feeling where the ball is going. But it's fun. Yeah, I think it's a challenge. I think I haven't had a guy throwing 100 miles per hour, ever. So it's fun. It's fun. It's gonna take me a while to get used to it. But he's special, man. He's something special. Throwing hard, throwing that hard at that age, it's not teachable. So I believe in that guy. I think he can get the job done. we just hopefully he, you know, stay healthy and help us out.
About how many guys in camp do you get the chance to catch? Because this is such an interesting time of the year. You get a chance to certainly catch for so many different pitchers in the system. How many guys do you get the opportunity to catch?
I think Sandy does a pretty good job of switching. You know, if you catch, you know, like let's say Classe last time, next time he throws a bullpen, you know, there's Leon catches him, you know, because what he wants is everybody catches everybody, you know, all the catchers catches everybody. So when they get in the game, they're not panicking or saying, hey, why what this guy has, you know, and then you start tense and then there's, you know, putting a lot of pressure on yourself, you're talking too much. So if you're a younger guy, you're trying to impress, you know, the staff and you want to make a good impression. So I think he does a pretty good job of communicating with the catchers. Hey, you tomorrow you got a different guy. You know, you never the same week you never catch the same guy. So Sandy does a pretty good job. You know, he's been in the game for so long, man. He played for 18 years. You know, and he understands what it takes to catch a guy.
One more guy I want to ask you about, and that's Shane Bieber. You know, it's amazing. We were talking to him yesterday, and I automatically had assumed this is his fourth or fifth spring training. He said, no, this is only my second. But it's crazy because you think about just how mature he is and how quickly he matured. He's come so far so quickly. You know, what's it like catching for a guy like that in your mind? What makes him stand out?
I think the thing for him, man, he's a hard worker, man. He try to get better every, you know, every bullpen. He's different. I think he gets better as the season goes along. You know, he's good at making adjustment, like in-game adjustment. You know, he doesn't wait till he gets, you know, five runs in and then he's like, oh, let's do it. No. He right away, he understands it. You know, and the good thing is he asks questions, man. He's trying to get better. You know, I don't consider myself a veteran, but he comes to me a lot, man. He's like, hey, what do you think about this? And that's what you want for a guy, you know, especially to your catcher. You want to trust your catcher, and you want to be on the same page. But he's, I know he's his second year, but, you know, it doesn't look like it, man. He's not taking it for granted, you know. He had a great year last year, and I told him this year, I said, we need you, man. We need you to be, I know you haven't been in the league for so long, but we need you. We have so many young guys. Those guys are going to look up to you, and you got to be one of the leaders in this team. So he's a great kid, man. He likes the challenge, and he's never backing out, you know. He's going to have a great career, man. If he continue to do what he's supposed to do, he got a great routine, you know. He's always on time, you know. He pays attention to details, and that's what you – you know, it's hard to find when a guy is that young, and right now he's, you know, he doesn't have that problem. You know, he's always on time. You know, he's always working and trying to get better. So that's good to see.
Roberto, we appreciate the time, man. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.